So the Raw founder started out of my own frustration with all of the unrealistic and incorrect advice that was and continues to be shared on social media with new startup founders. Even though when you're listening to this podcast, you'll notice a lot of the early episodes focus on the startup world and the new founder. In 2024, I decided to change this because I realized and noticed that these unrealistic, incorrect advice isn't just being pushed on the startup world. It's actually shared with business owners across industries, regardless of their size. They too are bombarded by business advice that are just not relatable, or they end up being extremely costly. Some of these business owners, whether they're, you know, ones who've actually built the business from the ground up, CEOs, executives, and so forth, tend to turn to books and courses, listen to other entrepreneurial podcasts, and read articles. But what they end up with are a lot of out of touch advice. There are tons of fluff and substance out there. Yes, I agree, through it all, within all the fluff and things that you read that are not realistic that you can apply to your business, there are once in a while you come across something that really stops you and makes you think, and you can actually take what they're talking about and apply to your business. But those are the little diamonds in the rough. I personally have also walked in the path of the founder. I've built multiple businesses. I've had many failures and some successes. And I have to tell you, it's just a very tough world to be in, and such an incredible journey that you go on to build this business from the ground up. All of your insecurities come to the surface. And really, the best way I can describe this world of entrepreneurship, for me at least, it's like being on this quest for hidden wisdom. You know, you feel like everybody around you has the answer, even though they don't, and they pretend that they do, but you don't. And you are, you know, what you end up with are tons of empty promises and theories that in reality, you can't really take and apply to your business. And on top of all of this, there are plenty of people that are calling themselves experts, but to be honest, they've never really built their own business. So it's like they don't really speak your language and don't know what you go through at the end of the day when you're about to go to sleep, what you're thinking about, what are some of the insecurities and challenges that you face on a daily basis. So for the second time since I started The Raw Founder, I decided to take a step back, press pause on the recording, and really return to the drawing board. I wanted to make sure that I was really, truly living up to the mission and vision of The Raw Founder. I don't want this podcast to fall into the same category of all the entrepreneurial podcasts that are out there. Much like how I help B2B business owners as a business coach through their maze of uncertainty, I started to strategize myself. My goal with this podcast has always been to get raw, to share with my listeners what they don't often hear, the unfiltered part of building a business, addressing the things that are ugly, scary, just freaking hard when you're building a business. And I also wanted to give my listeners tangible, realistic, actionable advice and tips that they can take away and apply right away and start seeing results. So, no fluff, no theory, just pure transformative, actionable actions are shared here as simple as possible. My passion is rooted in the empowerment of entrepreneurs like you, regardless of what stage of building you are in. I just don't want you to have a map. I want you to have the compass, the GPS, where you can type in the address and go in the direction that you desire. The Raw Founder is not a name. To me, it's a covenant. So with that, I invite you to immerse yourself in this journey, a journey of raw wisdom, actionable insight, and transformative empowerment. And as always, I'm open to feedback, comments, questions, suggestions, because this isn't done for me. I'm not looking to monetize this in any way. I'm not looking to create a fame for myself based on this podcast. I really want to give people what I wish I had when I was building my business. And as I continue now in the service world, what I wish was out there more of, as opposed to, as I mentioned, the fluff. Happy listening, everyone.